really didn't know what was really going on. I just thought about it. You know, hey, I'm ready to meet the Lord. I'd hear a salvation message, and I'd go back to 1984. Yeah, I trusted the Lord. No problem. I mean, we're talking about over 20 years. 20, 25 years I did this. I would always go back to that time period. And you hear some of the preachers, you got to have that time in your life. I haven't had it. Still know it now. But you know what? I got to woke up that day. Well, the next morning, they gave testimony. Then the guy that I am stood up and gave my testimony. Gave it up there in my house in Alabama. But I also said something that I don't usually do. And I told them down there, and I told them about Jesus Christ when they laid him out, and they drove nails in his hands, and he never moved. Laid the other hand out, and they drove nails in his hand, and never moved. He just didn't do it. It's like a lamb to the slaughter. And they picked him up, and when they did, it's just like when he hit that hole, like that, every muscle, every bone, I can just imagine the torment that went through his body, even all the stuff he done went through. You know what? I saw myself. The hair on my back raised. First time I was ever scared to die happened right there. So I sat down, and Miss Sanders stood up, which didn't help anything either. She stood up and she said, so Jerry asked me about my salvation one time. I told him I was saved. And she said, don't ever lie about your salvation. And I'm like, wow, it's getting worse. But that night when I leave, if I go to conference somewhere, I always take an Ambien or something because I don't sleep. But that night I took an Ambien. My son with me, Cameron, and me and Jack had rode down together. Cameron slept everywhere but in the bed. I did not get no sleep. It was just, you know, I'm thinking, God, you know, I know I got saved back there. Terrible. 1984, I know I got saved. You know what? When people tell you you can't learn about Raleigh, Nevada, you do something for over 20 years, you're going to learn something about it. I mean, if you don't learn anything but Christ died for your sins, you know it. But say, I never made a call. Well, on the way back, me and Jack was riding back together, and there was storming. And I had never been scared of storms. But it was storming and just raining stuff. I looked over at Jack, I said, Ready, want to turn the radio on and said, there's been tornadoes? And he's like, why? He said, we don't know where we're at. We just have run. Let's just go. Like, man, got a little paranoid going on here. The sun's in the back. It's storming. I mean, and he's right. I didn't have a clue where they don't know the interstate. You know, I didn't know where. They could call it every county, whatever they call it down here. I wouldn't know where I was at. You know, didn't know if I was going north or south, basically. But anyway, so I'm still beating myself up. I got to probably Meridian, Mississippi, and I let Jack drive. So he started driving. We always talk about the Bible, and Jack probably carried on probably a good conversation with the Bible as anyone sitting in here. So we were talking about things that's going on, and some people that probably needed to get saved, stuff like that, which truthfully didn't help me. But you got to realize, I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know exactly what was wrong. So we got to Birmingham, and Jack had the Bible study there in Birmingham. And he drives 65 back to Colorado. Well, I tell you what, he did a good job. He did a real good driving job until he got to Birmingham. And he made that left turn on I-65 coming towards Coleman, and he changed. I was petrified. 70 miles an hour, talking to myself on it raining. That'll put you on edge. And he's a little older than I am. He's done had one part split, is that right? Put in. And I knew that. I was just too tired to try, that's all I can say. We got to Coleman, and as Highway 69 was a single lane road there. And somebody got in front of Jack. This guy would not get over to 40 mile an hour in Jacksonville. Man, let's go. When we get home, tired, get out of the way. This went on for about 15, 20 miles. I'm going to come and thank you, of course. As slow as a man down, you know? I mean, it wasn't good. I mean, we drive my wife's van, and I think you can go out there and still look in. She's out there. You can still see my handprints. there, and I let Jack out, or he let, you know, swap places. So I got in the driver's side and come on home, and my wife met me at the back door, and she says, how's the conference? I said, great. I looked at her, and I said, I hope you're not mad at me. I'm going straight to bed. And I did. I went straight to bed. Got up, which the next day was the holiday, Memorial Day, and had relatives and people over, you know, and I think the last person left about 8 or 9 o'clock that evening. So I decided to go in and take a shower, and went in there. And remember sitting down. This is it. I said, I'm not doing it no more. This is it. No more Bible conferences. I'm not going to church. I'm not opening my Bible no more. I'm not, there's something that's not right. And I said, I screw everything up, seems like, and I just can't get it right. It's just not going to work. In the back of my mind, I knew that all men could be saved. I said, I'm not doing it anymore. I quit. It's over with. I had fought with whatever I was fighting with. I wasn't going to do it anymore. And I remember hanging my head down. It's just like I heard someone say, I'm saved. And right then, I had this peace that came over me. I never had in my whole life. No peace. Well, you know, I don't want to be a reviving goer. So the next day I got up, I walked into the shop. I work in the backyard there. And I was walking out to the shop there in the Dover. And I got to think that, you know, it feels good to breathe. I had good fresh air. You know, that's the first weekend I was scared of dying. And I've never been scared of dying in my life, but I was scared of dying. You know what? When I saw myself on the cross at Calvary, I knew I had to have someone to take my place. I couldn't do it. And I quit. I quit right then. It was over with. Well, about Wednesday or Thursday came along, and my wife Linda says, what's wrong with you? I said, nothing's wrong with me. I'm fine. Everything's great. Not a problem. What's wrong with you? I said, it's fine, Linda. I'm okay. She said, there's something wrong. There's something different about you. I said, well, nothing different. I'm fine. I said, if there is, I'll let you know Sunday at church. Linda said, what have you done? Rachel thought me and Jack got tired of arguing because I never said anything, you know. I said, I'll let you know. She just kept on. She wanted to know then. Have I done something? I said, no, I haven't done anything. I said, Linda, I got saved. I said, after all these years, I got saved. I sat there in that seat, just like each and every one of them. And you know what? Odds of someone being lost here are very high. Because I was here for 20 years, over 20 years. I sat in the seats. I helped. I cooked. I did things. You know what I mean? I do whatever you need me to do. But I really believe what wrote in that book. I didn't hide those sins. I didn't, you know, I knew the law when it counted to me. I knew for Jesus Christ to nail to the cross. I knew all that stuff. But you know what? You got to get lost. I haven't really heard a lot of people talk about this weekend. You can ask the world, they believe Jesus Christ died for them. Ask them, go out there. I've heard it all my life. I'm like, man, that's more saved people than we know. But you know what? They ain't lost. If you don't get lost, you don't need no help. And yeah, I'm hard-headed. I'm very hard-headed. And, you know, when you got to look at this many people here, and I know a lot of people through the years, and you have to stand up here and tell you how hard-headed that you are, very hard-headed. And I know there's hard-headed people out here, and that's why we have this conference. And I thank God that for the people in Louisiana who put it on, and I thank God for the preachers who stand up and preach. You know, they ain't looking for a pat on the back. They're looking to help you. And trust me, get lost. If, I don't care how much it torments you, if you got to find somebody that you think will put you on edge, drive you home, let them drive. Anything that'll help you, get on with it. But you just have to quit doing it. I mean, I don't care if you're in a religion or whatever. You know a lot about this Bible. And we're a lot of preachers talking about it. The Bible don't save you. The words in it don't save you. Your knowledge doesn't save you. What saves you is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Blood saves you. It's got to be applied to you. But it can't be applied until you get in a lost condition, until that heart is broken. and you have a contrite spirit about you, and it's this only way you're going to get there. The other way, yes, sir, because it took 20 years to do it. But you know what? I had to quit doing that to get the bigger trust in. But I thank all y'all for coming out, and I appreciate every one of you and the prayer. I